Testivity Audio Course, Module 7, Medical Expense Insurance.
Medical expense insurance, offered through commercial insurers, can be broken down into three basic classes of coverage: basic medical expense, major medical expense, and comprehensive. Basic medical expense insurance. The original and most common form of health insurance is called basic medical expense insurance. It is also known as first dollar coverage because it will pay a medical claim from the first dollar of the claim up to the maximum amount allowed under the policy. Basic medical expense policies can be subcategorized into three different policies: hospitalization room and board, miscellaneous expense, and surgical expense. Hospitalization room and board. These policies provide benefits on a reimbursement basis with actual hospital expenses paid. They commonly will only provide for care in a semi-private room up to a certain dollar amount maximum for a maximum number of days. Miscellaneous expenses. These policies cover many of the extra charges associated with a hospital stay and can include operating room charges, physician fees, medicine, diagnostic lab tests, x-rays, and even ambulance service charges. The amount of benefits provided is commonly expressed either as a stated dollar amount or as a multiple of the hospitalization room and board benefit. Surgical expense. These policies pay surgical expenses for treatment received in a hospital or on an outpatient basis. Most basic medical plans provide benefits that are based on a schedule of operations. This schedule will state the maximum that will be reimbursed for each type of procedure. Historically, insureds would own one, two, or all three of these basic coverages, which became commonly known as the base plan. While these coverages are still available today, their low maximum benefits are often inadequate when an insured is faced with a catastrophic event. Thus, insurers designed major medical plans with high policy limits. As the name implies, major medical provides coverage for major medical expenses. These policies typically have maximum benefits of several million dollars, and just about any expense is covered. Major medical plans are also characterized by the presence of a deductible, which is an amount the insured must pay first before benefits will be paid by the plan, and by coinsurance, which means that the insured shares in the cost of his or her medical treatment. Deductible amounts can range from $50 to several thousand dollars, depending on the preference of the insured. The higher the deductible, the lower the premium. A deductible can be assessed on a calendar year basis or per medical occurrence. The calendar year basis is the more common method, in which case one deductible applies to any and all medical expenses incurred in that calendar year. Many plans offer a family deductible. For example, a plan might stipulate that a $100 deductible applies to any one family member, but that the total deductible for the entire family, regardless of how many family members receive treatment, will not exceed $250. Another cost savings measure to the insurance company is the use of coinsurance. For all covered expenses in excess of the deductible, a major medical plan will generally pay 80%, leaving the policy owner responsible for the remaining 20% of costs. As a means of protecting insureds against the impact of a catastrophic illness or injury, many plans today incorporate a stop-loss feature. Stop-loss, or max out-of-pocket, caps the amount paid by the insured. Expenses in excess of a stop-loss cap will be paid by the insurer. The stop-loss is activated when the insured's out-of-pocket expenses reach a specified amount. Service providers. HMO, Health Maintenance Organization. Introduced in the 1970s, HMOs are relatively new providers of medical expense coverage. Recipients of care from an HMO are not called insureds, but subscribers. Subscribers pay premiums directly to the HMO and receive health care from the HMO. HMO premiums actually represent a prepayment of services. These organizations do not function on a reimbursement basis. The emphasis of an HMO is preventative health care. Accordingly, medical care that is not usually covered under commercial policies is covered under an HMO. The most typical example is an annual physical examination. HMOs attempt to curb the cost of medical care by actually preventing illness from occurring in the first place. For example, immunizations and prenatal care. Mammograms, blood pressure tests, and cholesterol screenings are other examples of things that will help detect disease or the risk of disease early so that treatment may be more effective. Patients may avoid medical crises and emergency hospitalization by carefully managing or attempting to manage their ongoing care for diseases like asthma, diabetes, or blood pressure. These are also examples of preventative care. HMO subscribers are required to obtain medical treatment from the HMO or from a provider approved by or contracted with the HMO. This is a key distinguishing characteristic of an HMO. To contract with an HMO, a provider will negotiate a capitation. Capitation is when a provider is paid a set fee per HMO subscriber he or she services, regardless of how much treatment they require. After receiving the fee, the physician is responsible for providing a specific range of medical services to a specific number of subscribers. To assure that subscribers use the HMO providers, the system requires, with the exception of emergencies, that the subscriber first see their primary care provider, or gatekeeper, who will either provide appropriate care or refer the subscriber to a specialist who is contracted with the HMO. Preferred Provider Organizations, or PPOs. The most common criticism of HMOs is that they require subscribers to obtain treatment directly from the HMO or contracted provider. A subscriber has very little control over selecting the physician from whom they will receive treatment. Preferred provider organizations were developed mainly in response to this concern. Under a PPO, a group of doctors and related healthcare providers, most or all of whom may be unrelated except for the fact that they provide medical care, will contract with a commercial insurer to provide services at an agreed upon price. The PPO subscriber chooses his or her physician from an extensive list of providers. The insured is free to choose a non-PPO provider, but would then be liable for a portion of any expenses incurred. A firm that provides administrative services for employers and other associations with group insurance policies is the third-party administrator, or TPA. The third-party administrator acts as a liaison between the insurer and the employer in matters such as certifying eligibility and processing claims. If claim costs are fairly predictable, an employer may consider self-funding a health care plan. With a self-funded plan, an employer, not the insurance company, provides the funds to make claim payments and uses a third-party administrator to facilitate the claims process. Exclusions that are common to most medical expense insurance policies include custodial care in nursing homes, dental care, vision care, anything covered by workers' comp, hearing aids, war-related injuries, pre-existing conditions, injury sustained during illegal activities, injury sustained while intoxicated, intentionally self-inflicted injury, maternity care, and elective cosmetic surgery. This is not an all-inclusive list, but these are the common exclusions. Cost containment. Most medical expense policies contain a coordination of benefits provision, requiring that when an insured is covered by more than one policy is considered to be primary, pays first, and the other, excess, pays after the benefit of the first policy is exhausted. Coordination of benefits reinforces the principle of indemnity and prevents the client from recovering more than the actual loss. Note, if a married couple has a child who is covered as a dependent on both parents' group plan, the parent whose birthday falls first in the calendar year will be the primary insurance. As healthcare costs rise, more and more policies provide for some type of administrative control in an attempt to contain costs, commonly called utilization management provisions. Utilization management was established using certain criteria to review the appropriateness of care. A review may be performed on a prospective, concurrent, or retrospective basis. Prospective review, also known as pre-certification or pre-authorization, include the requirement that the insured obtain a second surgical opinion before having elective surgery, or that a doctor verify in advance that hospitalization is necessary and recommend outpatient treatment if possible. Concurrent review involves consultation with the provider in attempts to lower costs of treatment as it is received. Some plans require utilization of ambulatory services or require insureds take advantage of outpatient services in lieu of hospitalization. Retrospective review is the research of a treatment previously provided, which determines whether or not the treatment was appropriate under the circumstances.